Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever wondered why it's happening again?
Welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie. Michael and Jeannie share with you the wisdom of the ancient Aramaic internal process of forgiveness. They offer tools and support 5 days a week. They will support you in building a solid foundation within yourself to live in pure love, in Aramaic, Rachma. Michael is the author of Why Is This Happening to Me Again? For more information on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. And now your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael and Jeannie Rice.
To the brightness within you and the truth that is rooted within me.
Hi, and welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice. And today is our Memorial Day celebration. Michael will talk a little more about that here in a minute, but it's our Memorial Day 200. And for those of you, there's several of us that are doing the 5 worksheets a day for 40 days, and today's day number 25 for that. So the time has really gone by quickly for doing that. Our call-in number is 646-200-4169. You can dial in, listen. If you want to talk to Michael, please press 1. It'll put you in queue that you want to speak to him. He's on another call right now. He'll be with us here momentarily. Those of you that are in the chat room, there are several guests, and you're not able to type into the chat room unless you've logged in and registered with Blog Talk. So if you have a question, you can email me directly if you don't want to sign in to Blog Talk. And my email address is jeannie@whyagain.com, and that's J-E-A-N-I-E at whyagain.com. And you can email me there, and I'll read your question to Michael. Or you can type, if you're registered, you can type into the chat room, and I'll read your email to Michael as well. So if you have any comments or questions, please call in and press 1, and we'll turn you on. It doesn't look like Dr. Tim or David are with us quite yet. We're really excited about everything. There is a magazine article I just received an email yesterday, and I mentioned it momentarily. It's in the Greensboro, North Carolina. It's a magazine called Natural Triad. And a doctor there had written a 3-page article on forgiveness, and so that's posted on our website now under links and also under testimonials. And then one other thing that is new that's now on the website is under download worksheets. We now have a new worksheet. And so it's got 2 pages on this one. One of them has all the explanations on it. The second page has more space for you to write and fill in. It's what we're calling a supplemental page. So that is now under download worksheets. The first link, it says new version 11 with supplemental page. So go out and check that out. And again, our call-in number is 646-200-4169. Michael, are you with us yet? Doesn't look like it. So there he is. Hi,
I'm
Michael.
Here.
Welcome. Yep.
Hey, nice to be here. Good morning or good afternoon. And have you talked about the Memorial Day honoring process that we're doing?
I just mentioned that it was our day number 200, and then I also mentioned that it was day 25 for those of us that are doing 5 a day for 40 days to take the year out, bring the new year in. But I did not go into detail yet about what that means about Memorial Day.
Okay. Well, for anybody that's new, it's pretty simple. We're in the process of putting an end to war on planet Earth by creating humans who actually take responsibility for their lives instead of blaming everybody else. And of course, the end result of blaming somebody else is you got to go kill them, or at least that's kind of the way the game of war works, or has been for thousands of years. And so we're going to invite you today to become part of a team that changed the world. How? Well, there was a great physicist 2,000 years ago who said a little leavening leavens the whole loaf. I think we can fairly safely assume that he wasn't talking about bread. He was talking about humanity, and if we actually showed up as humans, there'd be a change in the world. And when we show up as human blamings, you made me, it's all your fault, why don't you do something so that I don't have to feel what's going on inside of me? And of course, if I'm feeling something that's going on inside of me, somebody else's behavior change can't shift or change that for me. So what does change it? Well, I'd offer the thing that changes it is forgiveness. And our conversation about forgiveness has nothing to do with the Greek conversation about forgiveness that's kind of destroyed our world. And that conversation goes like this. You did something really terrible that caused all this pain inside of me, but it's okay. I'll forgive you. And when I let you off the hook for what's happening inside of me, or I let me off the hook for what's happening inside of me, I don't change what's happening inside of me, which means I get to live the title of Michael Rice's book, Why Is This Happening to Me Again? Or maybe more accurately, Why Am I Doing This to Myself Again? Because you'll notice, and one of my favorite tongue-in-cheek lines in the workshop is, you've been through it 87 different times with 42 different people. You're the only one that was there every time maybe you're involved in your life. So here's the forgiveness scoop from Aramaic. It's a tool with which you go inside yourself and change the root of your pain. If you don't have that technology, you say, well, that's ridiculous, that's impossible, you know it's all their fault. Well, I'd offer that your mind's lie, and we're inviting you to start to tell yourself the truth. You've been there every time, it's about you. And so the forgiveness process is how you go inside yourself and remove the root of a thousand generations of pain, of turmoil, of upset, of all kinds of insanity. And so if you're not familiar with that tool, we invite you to go to our website, www.whyagain.com. whyagain.com. On the right-hand side, there's a link that says Download Worksheets. And as Jeannie says, there's a brand new one up there. It just got up there in the last hour, so we had some problems with the layout of it yesterday, so we didn't get it up yesterday afternoon. But it's up there now, and if you go to the right-hand side, about the sixth link down is Download Worksheets. Click on that. The first four links will give you the whole forgiveness process. It'll give you a new chapter 24 for my book, Why Is This Happening to Me Again? It will give you a copy of the latest reality management worksheet process. That's the how-to of forgiveness from the Aramaic, something we're learning more about every day and how to teach and how to present to people and, of course, how to do it ourselves. And so we invite you to go to that link, download that worksheet. The third and fourth link are two awesome radio shows where we walked people through that process. So if you want instructions on it, you got live one-on-one instruction with someone who's going through the process in a very real fashion. And so you've got two full sets of instructions for how to do that process. So we invite you to jump in there, join the team that changed the world. Start forgiving. Start changing the root of drama and trauma. And, you know, it's kind of interesting because people who've lived in drama and trauma all their lives just go, well, that's crazy, Michael. You're insane. That's impossible. You can't do that. Well, I'd offer that it's not crazy. It's not insane. It's not impossible. It is doable. However, of course, like anything else, if you don't have the tool, it doesn't seem doable. And we've been taught a fraud. We've been taught to let each other off the hook for what's going on inside of us, which, of course, as I said earlier, does nothing to change what's happening inside of us. It's time to change that. And so that's our whole story of how we're going to change the game of war on planet Earth. And I'd offer it's a worthy goal. If you look around you at the trauma, I talked to someone last week, and 16 returning soldiers a day in America, 16 who've come home, they're out of harm's way, we say they're out of harm's way. But they brought all the harm home with them. 16 of them a day are killing themselves right here on American soil today. We don't need terrorists to do that. We've been terrorized into war, and it's time to end the game. It's time to wake up. So that's our invitation. Jeannie, do we have David with us? Do we have Dr. Tim?
No, neither one of them is on either the switchboard or in the chat room.
Okay.
Sure what's going on for them, but announce to everybody, too, that you are now a grandpa.
Yes, last night. It was funny. Krista, my daughter, for those who don't know her, she's 30 and always said she was never going to have a baby, and got into a relationship a couple of years ago that inspired her. And so they got married, a year ago, November. And yesterday the doctor convinced her that she should have be induced. I guess it keeps the schedules better and all that. So she went in yesterday afternoon, and about, 5 o'clock, I guess, I talked to her. And she's just chipper and, you know, just like nothing's happening. She's walking around the grocery store buying groceries. And she says, well, I'm having a few contractions. You know, they broke my water and induced me, and a few contractions, but that's all. And 2 hours later, she calls me and says, hi, Dad. Adeline Nora is 7 pounds and, what was her word?
I don't remember exactly how she said it. Something
it was
beautiful.
Dumb, but anyway, it's tremendously beautiful.
Tremendously beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, tremendously beautiful. So Adeline Nora is in the space of Earth and in the outside world. So everybody, if you just hold the space for Krista and for Aaron and Adeline to just be a delightful support for each other in the world and creating a delightful home and family life together. And she's got a big sister who's very excited about this new baby coming home, a stepsister. So all is well.
And Dr. Tim just joined us.
Oh, cool. Hello, Dr. Tim. How are you, sir?
I'm doing quite well. What was this... I just came in on the tail end of holding a space for Krista, and
the baby arrived
last night. It's about 5 o'clock. I talked to Krista, and she had been induced. They broke her water and induced her, and she was sounded like she was walking around the grocery store, you know, chipper and having fun. And 2 hours later, called me, and you know, just as chipper. I mean, she literally was like, "Oh yeah, Dad. Well, I went out to the grocery store and did some shopping and picked up a baby on the way." She had the baby in that 2 hours. And sounded like, you know, well, nothing happened here, just rocking along. So Adeline Nora is now in our world.
Wonderful. Congratulations.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty awesome. We were planning, she was due on the 21st, and we are flying up there on Saturday. And we were planning to be there for the birth, but we're going to be a couple of days late, but that's cool. And all is well. Mama and baby are doing fabulously.
Wonderful. Glad to hear it.
And it sounds like Dad and Big Sister are doing okay, too.
Well, here's holding the space for that.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, they're entering a whole new phase now. This is a new experience for Krista. And so we'll be up there for the next 3 weeks to see what support we can be. And, of course, to hold that awesome presence of love as it comes into the world and affirm its presence and the fact that it will be able to, she will be able to maintain this presence of love throughout her eternal life, and it will be there to support her.
Well,
so I don't know. I don't know if you got the email, but we did. I didn't get the worksheet finished. There were some spacing problems, which took about 5 worksheets to work through to get them handled. The whole spacing layout and all, and that is very sticky. But anyway, it should be in your inbox, and it is on the website as of about an hour ago. And we'll be looking forward to feedback, especially
right,
the feedback. Yeah, you've given me the feedback on the other steps. I'll enjoy hearing your feedback on step one. And that's the main difference between the most recent version and this one, is some changes. There's some other little tweaks, but mainly the step one has changed. And hopefully we've got it.
All right. I was surprised to hear that David was visiting Terry. Have you heard from those two young men about how things are going?
Yeah. Well, actually, you know, Chuck and Magda, I think you met them when you were there, bought a house just down the street from us a little bit, down the road a little ways, less than a quarter of a mile, so they're now becoming neighbors. And Magda lives in Asheville, and of course Terry's there too. So David went with Chuck, Magda's significant other, drove down with him to drive a truck back for them to move to Heartland or to the area. So there, yesterday about 4 o'clock or so, I guess, I talked to them, and they were just getting on the road from Asheville, heading back to Theodosia. So they're probably, they'll maybe be pulling in there sometime tonight, I would expect. And they actually, they drove a pickup truck down and were picking up a moving van, 26 van, and loaded it and found, oops, we don't have quite enough room. So they rented a second 26-foot moving van. So they've got two of them coming back to Heartland. Fortunately,
wow.
The house they're moving into is huge, and so they're on the road as we speak. I don't know whether they might catch the show. It depends where they are. The cell sometimes doesn't work coming across the country. So,
all right.
So, is there anything exciting happening in your world, Dr. Tim? Anything?
I should give an update. I should give an update. About a month ago, I had a session with someone, and I talked about it on the internet show here, that she came in and had a lot of back pain, and she was talking about how she needed to follow up with the orthopedic surgeon, and she was thinking she might need to have her discs fused in her lower back. It was so bad.
Right.
And I mentioned that we did our usual experiential work and releasing, and when she got up to leave, after having touched into a very abusive crisis when she was younger, she had no back pain. Well, 2 days later, she sent me an email thanking me and telling me that she was still without back pain and she was going to be able to go on her trip for the Thanksgiving weekend.
Right.
Actually, that whole week. So she came back for her follow-up session, which was yesterday. And she sat down and she said, "Now, I don't want to offend you, but I have to tell you that when you told me that my back pain might be emotional or be affected by my emotions, I was ready to leave the session. I thought you'd lost it." She said, "I was convinced I had to have my vertebra fused." And she said, "It's a month now, and I've been back to exercising, and I don't have any pain at all."
Yep. We see it all the time. That's awesome, Tim. Nice work.
It's she who did the work. She was willing to tap into trauma from 10 years old and let it come and process it and feel it for what it was, every inch of it. She said when she left that session a month ago, she literally, her word was vibrated. She vibrated and shook all the way home and most of the night before she fell asleep, getting rid of that energy without even knowing what she was doing.
So, isn't it awesome to watch how that happens? We had a gal at Heartland about 3 years ago who had actually had two surgeries in a period of 3 years. Her second surgery was a year earlier. She'd been in excruciating back pain since her second surgery, where they took a disc out and said, "We need to fuse your back. If we don't fuse your back, you'll have excruciating pain for the rest of your life." And for a year, she hadn't had a night's sleep, and she was in excruciating pain for a year. And about the fifth day of the intensive, we lay down to do some still point breathing. She was ready to do her work. She'd been doing her worksheets and really moving things. And 2 hours later, she got up off the floor with zero back pain. None, nil, zero. She actually was able to, she had not been able to properly walk. She had not been able to sleep in a year. She actually, some people went down to the lake and she jumped into the back of the van just like everybody else did. And when they got down to the lake, and at Heartland, the only thing, as you know, Tim, we don't have to fertilize for is rocks. It's all rock base. And so the parking lot down at the lake is rock. And so she jumped out of the van onto the uneven rocks with no back pain and no problem whatsoever. And then did the same when she came back up to the center. I did speak to her about 6 months ago, and for a year and a half, she was back pain free. She said that at one point we talked to her maybe 6 months after she was there. She said she had about maybe 2% of back pain. Unfortunately, she chose not to continue her work. And the last time I talked to her, which was about maybe 3 months ago, she had gone in and had a surgery and had rods put in. although she was back pain-free for a year and a half. But she kind of slid off and decided, you know, not to do her work. And when we go back into the old energies, then the old manifestation occurs. The old physiology, physiological symptoms come back, and, you know, we're back in it. So that's just awesome. That's so cool. It's so cool to be able to facilitate that, isn't it?
Yeah, and it I just felt like I should share that since I shared the initial session. Here she is a month later and just absolutely blown away by what she was able to do and how the pain hasn't returned at all.
Yeah, yeah. So my input to everyone who's listening to the show is that all pain is nothing but a warning signal that there's an energy in your tissue structure that doesn't belong there. Shutting off the pain does not change what the warning signal is about. And, you know, it's just time for us to be aware of that. And when we listen to the warning signals, and the whole idea of the worksheet process is to ferret your way into those things that perhaps you're sitting on top of 1,000 generations of rage and fear and grief and pain, and it shows up, but only the tip of the iceberg shows up in your conscious awareness. And when it does, because your generations have been about blaming somebody else, it shows up in your mind as being all somebody else's fault. And once you start the worksheets, you will go down deeper, 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 deeper into contact with those internal dynamics, which are not fun to uncover. Believe me, they are not fun. However, when you uncover them, you get to walk out the other side without them. That's literally the way it is. It's all energy. When you start adding the truth that they're finding out from a point of view of physics, you know, Einstein says that as far as the world of matter, we have been all wrong. And what we have heretofore called matter is energy. Energy whose vibrations have been so lowered as to be perceptible to the senses. And Einstein informs us, quote, there is no matter. So my offering is that you have a picture in your mind of something that isn't true. When you look in the mirror and you say, I see my body, if you could see what was really there, you'd see this whirring mass of electrons, protons, neutrons, light, and love. That's what you would see. That would be visual if your eye could reach to that level of frequency. Because we're dumbed down, shut down, and closed off, we don't get to. We just get to see body, things, and part of our denial system is to keep those things hidden from ourselves. And so the idea of the worksheet is to drill down into deeper levels of your mind until you find what's there. And when you find what's there, it's just fabulous the way things change. It's amazing. And you never know which worksheet is going to take you to what, do you, Tim?
No, absolutely. I was doing one of the five this morning, and I was it was very early in the morning, about 6:30, and I went to one and just pulled it out, and I was doing something on a minor thing that happened about a 3-level of disturbance, and halfway through the worksheet, tears started to form. And it never ceases to amaze me how I hadn't even gotten to the point of canceling the goal and asking for help to sort it out, and I started to tap into an intense emotion. So,
well, I'm right there in harmony with you, and I hold the space. And you know what we have done to ourselves when we hide. And what we hide shows up as the rage we point at somebody else, at the mean words, the ugly looks, the verbal abuse, the emotional abuse, and sadly the physical abuse. And of course, the person, generally speaking, one looks at the abuser and says, well, what they deserve is abuse. And I'd offer that what the abuser does not deserve is abuse. What they deserve is a space of support for healing, because nobody abuses unless they've been abused. Nobody plays that stuff out unless it's inside of them. And when we get somebody who's big enough to hold the space to move through that, then the whole game changes. And I don't care whether the game is, you know, as you introduced him, your physiology, whether it's your relationships, whether it's your bank account, whatever it is all healable. But it takes work. And when you recognize that we're sitting on top of 1,000 generations of this insanity of blame and war and, you know, rage, then you start cracking the cracks open. And very much like the iceberg, we see the very tip of it. You know, when the geneticists first started doing genetic research, they told us that 95% of our DNA was junk. And they're starting to revise that, but the truth is it's not junk. It's your whole family's history written on an energetic level in every cell of your structure. And if you want to clean up your life, you're going to be required to do the work that it takes to drill down into that and to bring correction. You know, if somebody gave you this awesome, fabulous, super powerful computer and you had no idea how to use it, and you were told, well, there are actually in the computer, there are about 2,000 bugs that you're going to need to work out. Well, you'd say, well, what does that mean? Well, there are errors in the computer and you're going to have to work them through. Well, how do I do that? Well, here's the instruction manual. Go to work. Well, I don't know about you folks, but I've been working with computers for about 25 years now. I guess I got my first one. And I'm still learning how to work out the bugs and some things. Actually, fortunately, what I usually do is turn it over to Jeannie because she's just awesome and amazing at that. Gee, honey, do you know how this works out? Do you know how to do this? And so you were given at your conception the absolute most powerful and perhaps the most blocked up computer that's ever entered into our world, one that has generations filled with, for the average person, rage and fear and grief and pain and strife and physical, mental, emotional abuse, murder, suicide, rape. I mean, that's what most of us have inherited. And when you recognize that, you're the one who has to drill down. I mean, of course, you don't need to. There's no requirement that you do that. You can just go your merry way to and play out, you know, be just like the accountant that gets this awesome computer and it's got these bugs in it. And they wonder why a year later they're out of business because it was this basic error in computation. The computer had a bug in it. It added 1 + 1 and came up with 3. That accountant wouldn't stay in business very long. You've got an equivalent situation going on. If you've never drilled down into your own dissociated states and cleaned them out, every time a situation comes up, just like the accountant, if the computer goes to do a calculation, 1 + 1, and it's programmed with 3, it comes up with an error, and so all the tax returns are an error, all the financial statements are an error, and everybody fires the accountant. Well, you know, it's kind of an equivalent to, it's a good analogy for a human life. If we haven't drilled down and looked into that, and, you know, we go with someone, we say, I love you, I cherish you, I honor you, I'm going to love you forever, but in your file on love, there's a bug that you haven't looked at, and the bug says, but if you happen to do this, I rage at you. Then, just like the accountant, you're out of business in that relationship. Your relationships are over. And over and over and over and over and over again, people go through that, and they wonder. I love that story that Guy Finley tells. It's awesome about the guy that's going out of town, and he stops by to see a friend. He's going to be gone for 6 months, and his friend's putting up a sign for his new business, and it's, you know, handmade wooden chairs for sale. And he comes by, and his friend's just putting the sign up. He's like, well, congratulations on your new business, Charlie. That's awesome. Well, I'll be back in 6 months. We'll see you then. And the guy comes back 6 months later, and he stops in to see his friend, and his friend's at the same location, and he's just torn his sign down for handmade wooden chairs, and he's put up a sign, handmade wooden furniture. And he said, well, how come you made the switch? And his friend Charlie says, well, I just found out that I wasn't very good at working with wood, so I decided to change businesses. And the guy says, well, you said you're not very good at making wooden furniture or chairs, and you're going to make wooden furniture. He says, yeah, well, I just thought I'd give it a try and see if things would be different. And, of course, if he's done nothing to acquire skills to do wooden furniture, he's certainly not going to do much better than wooden chairs. But it's interesting how many people take their rage, their fear, their bags of garbage from one relationship to the next, and they hope it'll be different. it amazes me how many people walk into a relationship with drama and pain that they absolutely refuse to be responsible for. They're sure it's everybody else's fault, and if they would just change that other person, then things would be fine. And they're endlessly looking for the perfect person. And I got some really good news for you. When you become the perfect person, you'll find the perfect person. Until then, what you're going to meet is what you got, what you hold in you. And that's as it should be. And it's an awesome opportunity to learn forgiveness. Again, forgiveness being the tool with which you drill down to the bugs inside yourself and remove the ones that don't belong. So that's what we're here to support you in. And Jeannie, do we have any callers or anything happening in the chat room that we might want to address or be aware of?
We do have a caller, area code 517. You're on the air.
517 sounds like Lansing, Michigan. Is this Rex?
It sure is. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Rex. Hi, Tim. I'm doing fantastic. What I wanted to share very briefly was that I had an opportunity today. I've been doing the worksheets, and actually it was fun because yesterday I was doing the worksheets. I did three. And I had to kind of really work with, well, what can I work on? You know how sometimes you're in that mode, you feel pretty clear and everything seems to be okay. And
right.
I didn't know it. Yes, exactly. And so I'm working that. And so I did three, and it's just like, oh, this is cumbersome. And I watched a little TV. And then I finally went up to bed, and I had to go sit and, pardon me?
I say avoidance?
Yes. And yet I wasn't aware of it. I mean, I felt, well, gosh, I made a commitment. It would have been the first day that I didn't follow through on the commitment. And then I laid in bed for a minute. I thought, well, you know, I'm just going to do the other two. And so I did. And they were, you know, nondescript, so to speak. And I went to sleep, you know, had a normal night. Got up the next morning, this morning, and, you know, decided to take my dog for a run. And the dog got in the mud, and it was a lot of work. And it triggered some hostility in me. And I raged for a little bit while I was being conscious in it, which is fun when that happens, actually. You know, I was being present, and I decided, okay, you're doing this. You've made a choice not to surrender. You've made a choice to surrender to love versus surrender to your hostility, you know. And so I'm working that. And right in the middle of it, finally I just stopped working on the dog, came in the house, grabbed a worksheet, and did a worksheet. And it was when I was doing the worksheet initially, it was about halfway through, Tim, like what you shared, I tapped into, it moved from this anger and just, you know, like that, to pure sadness. And I went, interesting. And I just breathed into that, and I just paused for a minute in the worksheet process about halfway through. And then I wrote out some, you know, punishment thoughts and feelings and went down to what my goal was, and I realized what I was really sad about was how my dad had raged at me. And this was and it wasn't a new piece, but it was new in that I felt and feel a lot more conscious in it now. And as I did that, worksheet, finished the one about my dog, supposedly, and then I did the second one with my dad. And what I realized is that a new level of awareness of how that felt and has, I could even say still feels in my body because I'm still working it through and out, that it's one, terrifying and incredibly abusive, very, very painful. And recognize that he was in so much pain that he did what he did because he, and this isn't an excuse, I'm conscious of that, but he didn't know any better. He was stuck in his own experience. And so, and here's what happens, and this is even better, it gets better. As I worked through the process, I just felt peace and I felt calm. When I was done, I didn't have any anger, I didn't have any sadness, I just felt peace and calm. So then I just finished it, and I actually had to do it in such a way that I made a choice to do it because I had a client coming, and I'm going, well, this is interesting. And so I have, my client shows up, and I've been working with him quite a while, and I've recognized he has very similar patterns, which I'm sure Michael and Tim, you both will recognize this as well. They have he had similar patterns and has similar patterns with his father. And so I'm working with him, and I share some of these things with him because I know it's pertinent, you know, and that's one of the things that I shared the other day on our conversation, Tim. We didn't have time to talk about it, but what I do in my work is I share personal experiences with people. If I'm going through something in an appropriate manner, I'll share that with them so they can see how the mechanics work, and I found it to be very beneficial. And so I was doing that with him, and he was just, we were both getting, and I said, okay, let's get to the table work and start doing some breathing and table work. And so we did that, and we're breathing. And he had tremendous breakthroughs. I've been working with him for over a year, and he just got these pieces that were just awesome. And as he was leaving today, not to get into anything specific, but he saw, in his words were as he's leaving, he says, man, I've known this, and I understand because you've been telling me, and I've been studying it, and I've read it, and everything else. But what I got was the amazing dynamics that play out that I have been playing out in regards to my work and working, in regards to all of my relationships. And so I wanted to share that because it's exciting, and it reflects how, you know, if I take care of my store, if I take care of my process inside me, now that level of love is available to support a person who is in my field to work through their piece.
Exactly. Yeah, many people will work with a therapist and get awesome work done, and then all of a sudden they bang up against a wall and they can't go any further and wonder why. You know, did the therapist become ineffective or inefficient or stupid at that moment? No. You just came across an issue the therapist hadn't worked through. So that's a pretty common experience. And, you know, the whole idea of the work, we can work with people who have an intellectual experience. I say, I know how that works. You know, my father was angry. I'm angry. I know how that works. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, well, I'm gonna fix that up someday. But until one has, and, you know, it sounds like what you just did was you delved into a new level of the experience, and you let yourself go past the drug of anger. You let yourself drop into the feelings of the sadness, and then you drill down the next level, just what we're talking about, drill down into the next level of what were the energetics of that experience. And that's just that's so powerful and empowering when you actually have the experience. There are lots of people who do it in their heads, but in terms of, am I going to go near that cesspool and deal with what's in there? Not me. Forget it. I'm going to just keep, you know, just give me another, you know, another fifth of scotch. And, you know, just let me do another package of nicotine in my lungs, and, you know, let me not feel. And so drilling down into it, that's exactly what we're talking about, is getting to the experience of allowing those so-called bugs to surface and work through them is awesomely powerful. And that's exactly what we're here to support people in doing, is getting to those experiences and moving through them.
That's exactly why I felt I wanted to share today, Michael. And
cool.
I find it to be really reinforcing, you know, for all of us when we have a genuine experience and we're able to be authentic in sharing it. So that motivated me today. So
cool. Two
love
thoughts.
You. Okay, go ahead, please.
Two suggestions, Rex. One would be, you know, having touched into that pain that your dad has,
try
doing a worksheet as though you were dad. Breathe into his space and just be dad with one of the painful experiences in his life and do a worksheet kind of vicariously for him and see what happens. It might put you in touch with some interesting genetics. The other thing is, the next time that you're, you know, around the house and go, oh, well, I have three worksheets, I don't have anything to work on, we've got this awesome list. Under download worksheets, the fifth link is a list of the possible issues you might have worksheets to do around. And for anybody who tells me they don't have any issues to work on, and they look at that list and they really don't have any issues to work on, I want to touch the hem of their garment.
I get it.
So that list might be helpful next time you get it. It is true that what will tend to happen when something like that experience is getting ready to surface, it's like, well, you know, gee, I get fidgety. I want to go do something else. No, I don't. You just need to stay away from this.
Exactly.
It sure isn't Dr. Philbin when it surfaces, is it?
No, it isn't. And I'm enjoying the process, and it definitely isn't by, you know, a feel-good process. It's a matter of, I think you really touched on it the other day, Michael, when you said it isn't about acceptance, it's about embracing. And the more I embrace my hostility and fear, and the more I embrace any thought or any feeling I have inside me other than the pure love that I am, I'm able to enjoy what I'm doing more.
Right. Yeah, and of course, the definition we use for that being is, and the easy way to find it, and I'm going to get the privilege of getting to go be with my first grandchild on Saturday.
Congratulations, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
But hold a newborn child, and you know exactly what a human life is. Look around, and you can see that there's almost no human life left in the world. Mm. And it's time for us to establish that in ourselves, which means we have to face and remove every hostility, grief, fear, pain, rage, sadness, hatred, vengeance, anger, all the stuff that the world says is impossible to do can be done. And Rex, I acknowledge you for doing it. And, you know, we've been hanging out around this work for about 30 years when we first connected, and you started in this direction in particular, although I know you've been doing other work for years too. And it's amazing the fruit it continues to bear, isn't it?
Yes, it's amazing, and I love it, and I appreciate all of you, and thank you. And I'll get off the line here so someone else can chirp in.
All right, Rex, appreciate your call, and appreciate getting to share the planet with you. Blessings.
Blessings.
Hey, we do not have any several people just listening, and nothing's going on in the chat room. If you want to call in, 646-200-4169. Press 1 to get in queue to talk to Michael. We'd love to hear from you.
So if you call now, you'll be the next caller in there. And Dr. Tim, and for those who, you know, we haven't actually introduced Dr. Tim in a while. Dr. Tim's a psychologist up in Crystal Lake, Illinois, just outside of Chicago, northwest side of Chicago. And for the last 6 or so years, they've been doing a continuous support group. I think due to the weather anomalies, I think in 6 years you've missed two. There have been two support groups that didn't happen. So it's awesome what you're doing with people up there and how things are moving forward. It's very cool.
Yep, it's quite a blessing. And we have that fabulous new space now in Woodstock, and it's a brighter, larger space in the Unity Church in Woodstock, now known as the Unity Spiritual Center of Woodstock.
Uh-huh.
And we invite people to join us there on Tuesday nights from 6:30 to 9, and or call or email about how you might start your own group, because it pays huge rewards. You get to do your own work. You get the support of others to do your own work, and you get to support others as they uncover the garbage that is hiding from them the truth of their own life as a being of love. So it's wonderful to hear that work from Rex, and it's wonderful to know he's doing this work. And I look forward to more good stories and being able to share more in the near future.
Yeah, do you have any perspectives for Rex? Any thoughts on his comments and conversation?
Well, I was going to say something very similar to what you said, that it's quite often useful for me to do worksheets as though I was my mother or my father or my brother who did something to me at whatever time. One of the biggest glitches in my relationship with my brother that got stuck in my memory was a time when he let his friends goad him into beating me up. And when I went back and did the worksheet from the perspective of being him, it just opened up a whole new level of lightness of being and uncovering his pain. So we're right on the same vibration. I was going to suggest something very similar. And I have
cool.
to agree with Rex that when it's done, because I'm doing my own work and I hit something, and then I'll have clients come in or patients come in that you know, lo and behold, they're struggling with very much the same piece of work. And if I'm willing to share my progress and what I've uncovered, it opens a space for them to do even more of their own work.
For sure. Sure. Fabulous. Well, if you have a call, if you have a question for us, our call-in number is 646-200-4169. I'm actually sitting out here by the pool. Jeannie's running by with her charger in hand. Her phone was about to die. So if you have called in, just hold on for a minute and she'll plug you into the show. And if you have a question for us, we would love to hear it. It's always empowering for everybody. You know, sometimes people say, well, gee, you know, I'm so new at this. This is just, it's such a silly question. But actually, every question that that we could possibly come up with is everybody else's question. And if you ask it, you'll be giving a gift not only to yourself, but to everybody that's on the show. And so that's what we're here to support happening in the world, is this process of forgiveness and healing. And again, if you ever forget what a human life is, just hold a newborn child, and you'll know exactly what a human life is. So, Jeannie, do we have any callers or anything happening in the chat room? Have you got your mute button on, sweetie? Oh, well, maybe she, her phone went down, and so she might be rebooting. So, Dr. Tim, your support group that's happening in Woodstock now is still on Tuesday nights. Is that correct? Hello, Dr. Tim, are you with us? Have you got your mute button down? No. Did we lose everybody? Hello? Jeannie, are you with us? Oh, something strange happening here. Technology, it's always such fun. Let me see if I can get Jeannie here and see what's happening. We're in different parts of the property we're staying on. And I'm not sure what's happened to our sound. Are you with us, Jeannie? Oh, okay. Oh, we lost him? Oh, okay. Well, I was just asking him. All right. Very good. Well, we're here. Anything happening in the chat room? No? So one of the tools that that we use in this work, aside from the forgiveness tool, and there are a list of about 40 identifiable tools that we teach, one of the tools that we work with is called My Commitment, and that's something that's available on the website, and it's actually a whole set of tools for how to restore relationship, how to change the dynamic in relationship. Each person has a personal code, and our personal code is our own personal set of rules for how we behave in certain situations. And you'll notice that if you decide to do something that's against your pattern, if you decide to do something that's against the way you normally do it, you will notice that your mind says, uh-uh, and you can swear, I'm never going to do that again. And lo and behold, when the stress is up and the chips are down, you're right back to whatever that is. Strange. Why would, how does that happen? Why is that? Well, you have a personal code. And the personal code that each person has tends to be out of a state of hostility and fear, because that's what our world has taught us. And when you start to become awake and aware that that's what happens, you start revamping your personal code. You actually go in and you collapse the deeper parts of the mind where the personal code has been hidden. And as you do that, you're empowered to open those parts of the mind and to change the dynamics, internal dynamics. And it is a process. It does take time. And we're here to support you in doing that. And so the commitment in its simplest form says, I promise to trust you enough to tell you the truth. Treat you lovingly, gently, and with respect. I will do this in my thoughts, words, and actions, whether in your presence or not. In every interaction, I will look for and acknowledge the highest and best of you as I surrender to love, our true nature. My connection to my source and nurturing my relationship with you will always be more important than any issue. I open my heart to embrace you in my love. I open my heart to be embraced in your love. If anything less than love comes up, I'll hold this in my heart and listen as I learn to speak, experience, and be responsible for my own realities. I'm here for and with you. I will keep communication open and keep love conscious, active, and present as we heal, celebrate life, and grow together. Now, if you think about how your relationships have gone, especially the ones that went south, you'll notice that's not the way you lived in that relationship. That's not the way your partner lived. Now, when we're not living that way, the tendency in the game is to play out, yeah, well, you see, it's all your fault. And the only person that can be responsible for your personal code and the way you choose to function is you. And if at the root of your personal code there's some form of hostility or fear that takes over, and you'll notice the time when it takes over is when the stress is up and the chips are down. When there's no stress, it's easy to live a loving life. The challenge is when the stress is up and the chips are down. And how is it that stress is created? We create a stress every time we hold a goal. And the unwillingness to collapse or to cancel a goal is what leads us to becoming overstressed. We say, oh, this situation overwhelmed me or overstressed me. My offering is, no, that situation did not. The goals you had for that situation or in that situation for yourself and for others are what create the overwhelm. And notice when the overwhelm comes up, that's when the bizarre behavior happens. When there's something going on and we want it to be different, we create a stress. Now, many people say, well, yeah, but, you know, I need to hold on to that goal for it to be different. Well, if you want to stay overstressed and be in your most base, insane behavior, hey, have at it. However, if you want to change that dynamic, the way that you drill down into yourself and change those root behaviors that you say, I never want to do that again. Yeah, I'm going to start this new relationship and I'm going to be wonderful and awesome and loving and caring. And notice, think about all the new relationships that you started. When did they start to go south? When you had goal on top of goal, you had goals for what was going on at work, maybe goals for what was going on with your children, goals of what was going on for your bank account, goals for yourself, goals for your spouse, went on and on and on it goes. And when you stack those goals up, it all equates to elevated stress. The deeper the stress, the farther into our dissociated mind we go, and the more that controls our behavior. When you start forgiving, and the core of forgiveness in the Aramaic has to do with canceling goals. Interestingly enough, the word forgive in Aramaic is shebag, and it literally translates to cancel. So when you forgive, you don't let someone off the hook. You look at the goal you hold for that someone, and you cancel that goal. When you cancel that goal, what happens is you get to drop into or drill down into the next level of your own internal dynamics. When you drill into the next level of your own internal dynamics, if you don't like what's there, you get to change it. If you never allow yourself to drill down into it, then you never get to change it. And it defines you. It runs you. It forces you into behaviors that are, as Rex was just sharing with us, just like that. You know, what took Rex into this situation where he's able to touch into the grief and the sadness and the pain that he had around his relationships with his father, and his father's raging at him, and getting in touch with his father's pain at the root of his rage. Well, what occurred? He went into hostility. That's what takes us there. So when we find ourselves in that reaction, then we know we're playing out one of the dynamics of our power person. Whenever you're doing, saying something, you say, I don't want to be doing this, you are playing out a power person dynamic. Now, you may want to pretend that your power person was perfect and all is fine and all is well, but if you're doing hostility and fear stuff, all is not fine and all is not well, and you need to honestly be able to look at those power person dynamics to change them. Does that mean they're at fault for what's going on inside of you? No, no, no. You're responsible, but when you're able to look at the source of and the root of those behaviors, that is when you can go in and begin to make a change. Until then, the pretense that everything was perfect and wonderful and I don't look there because, oh my goodness, somebody would condemn me, that's how we get stuck in those patterns. So the forgiveness process allows us to go into and look at ourselves, begin to shift and change the internal dynamics of all forms of hostility and fear. And as we do, start to get rid of it. So that's what we're here to support you with. Our call-in number is 646-200-4169. Jeannie, do we have anything happening in the chat room? Any callers?
There's nothing in the chat room, and nobody has their hand up. Everybody's just sitting and listening.
Cool. Awesome. Well, we're glad y'all are here. And getting ready for holidays. We're just, 10 days away from the Christmas happening. An awesome time of year energetically to be going into yourself and moving through the dynamics of any form of hostility or fear that never belonged in a human life. And which forms of hostility or fear don't belong in a human life? All of them. Again, hold a newborn child, that's human life. If you're not functioning as that, then you don't have a human life. Do your work, you get to reclaim a human life. And even the most cynical and hard-nosed person, when they start to get honest with themselves, has to say, yeah, well, my major motivator was to get connected, to connect with someone in a loving way. And sometimes, unfortunately, the only way we know how to do that is through our hostility and fear. And it's time for us to be changing that whole game on planet Earth. So that's what we're here to support you in doing. 646-200-4169 is our phone number. We would love to hear from you. If you have a question or a thought for us, an experience to share with your work and what's going on in your world, we would be glad to support you with that. Jeannie, do you have any thoughts for us before we close out the show? We're getting close to the last couple of minutes.
We just have a little over a minute left. Just encourage everybody who is doing the 5-a-day for 40 days. 15 days left to go, so stay with it. And Rex, thank you for keeping on with yours, even though you wanted to quit. And I hope everybody has the best year yet of your eternal life. Come back and join us tomorrow, same time, 1 o'clock Eastern time. And it's Friday. We'll be closing out the week. And then we hope that everybody just hangs on to the holiday spirit. Blessings. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie, who present the internal Aramaic process of forgiveness. Michael and Jeannie are here every Monday through Friday on Earth Angels Radio. For more on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. That's www.whyagain.com. Evolving continuously.